Well, as we head into the second half of the week, New Zealanders can expect rain and colder temperatures across the country. Yes, a low is forecast around the north of the South Island today. There could be a period of heavy rain too for Fiordland, Westland and North Canterbury, and strong southerlies on the Kaikoura coast. Cold air is expected to follow that rainy front. Met Service meteorologist John Law joins us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Corinne.
All right, so this is a little bit of a, early winter southerly, is it?
Oh, definitely. We are going to find it's a real change this midweek. We've had that high pressure to start things off. A bit more active weather today, but the good news is that things get better for the next couple of days. But today, yeah, we've got those colder temperatures creeping up the country, the risk of some snowfall, perhaps for the higher parts of the Kaikoura ranges, the top of the northern parts of Canterbury. But yeah, a bit of a wet and windy story for those central parts of New Zealand.
Why the central parts? What's going on down south?
So as we go through the rest of today, this front which brings the wet weather is moving northwards. And on that system, we'll find an area of low pressure, a little circulation forming just to the east of the South Island. And that's where we'll find the wet weather wrapping round in towards those northern parts of Canterbury, up in towards Kaikoura. And then with that cold air cutting in behind it, that's when we find the snowfall dropping down as well. So something to watch out for people if you're planning your perhaps a late night trip across things like Arthur's Pass or Lewis Park. There could be some snow right at the top of those passes. So really worth keeping an eye on those forecasts and up to date with the information from Wakotahi NZTA as well before you're doing any travelling.
Is that going to make ferry travelling a little bit uncomfortable on the Cook Strait? Can we expect large swells?
I think we're going to find perhaps the swells will be picking up today, so it's definitely going to be worth keeping an eye on those forecasts for your trips across Cook Strait. I think with that southwesterly coming through, no stronger winds as well, it will be more of an interesting journey, should put it that way. But I think it's going to be a case that hopefully that starts to clear away in a better and improving story as we head in towards tomorrow.
Yes, right. Okay, now what sort of rain can we expect and where?
So at the moment, we're looking at the heaviest rainfall in places like the ranges of Westland today. We've got some fairly heavy, perhaps even thundery showers running through there, as much as 25 millimetres in an hour or so, just as that runs through. And on towards those northern parts of Canterbury, we've got a severe weather watch, so those criteria may just pick up a little bit. But I think we're looking at those areas there. So northern parts of Canterbury and the Kaikoura ranges perhaps catching the heaviest rainfall from tonight. That's when that watch really starts to kick in.
I mean, those northern parts of the South Island, they have been dry over the summer. They perhaps would welcome this?
Yes, I was looking at the rainfall figures we've seen so far this month. It's been much drier than normal in those areas, particularly on that eastern side. So I think that rainfall will hopefully be able to be absorbed into the soils, but still worth watching out for. It's still all pushing through as we go through, and that'll be that intensity to watch out for. So although it has been dry, we'll be watching out, keeping a close eye on that rainfall.
Now, in terms of as it heads north, what can Wellingtonians and perhaps as we move up towards Auckland expect in terms of, you know, driving conditions and this wet weather and wind and that sort of thing?
So for Wellington, I think we will find it's a wet end to the day. So if you're planning your cloak picks for this afternoon, it will be good to take out waterproof for that journey back. It is going to be a wet and windy night tonight, Wednesday into Thursday. The likes of, say, Auckland, Hamilton, we'll have a spell of rain that runs through fairly quickly the latter part of this afternoon in the evening, but then it clears off pretty quickly. So not a bigger deal for those more northern parts of the country. But for the likes of Wellington, Wairarapa, it's a windy and wet night for us.
Yeah, well, it's 1st of May, isn't it? So we're into these winter months. What are you picking in terms of the type of winter we're in for?
Oh, winter is still a good one. Looking through the forecast of May, I think we'll find generally dominated by those southwesterly winds. So I think things will be a fairly cool looking May as we go through. Hopefully a drier one as well. But I think it is looking like generally a drier but cooler looking May.
Very good. Thank you very much. John Law there from the Met Service.